Clint, why do you think this team's on such a roll right now?
Well, I think we're just focused on playing the game right, playing the game hard, and playing the game smart. Everybody individually is focused on getting a little bit better each time they're out there. From a group mentality, it's the game is about individual responsibility aimed towards collective gain, and that's what we've been able to do. We've gotten innings from our starters, which has allowed us to use our bullpen we want to. We've had some young men show signs of improvement out in the bullpen. I mean, they've held down some valuable innings without a lot of major league experience. That's getting better each and every day they're out there. Offensively, a couple small pockets of times where we were challenged offensively, we've bounced back resilient, and we've been able to do some big things in some other situations. So the offense has stepped up. Run production's up, power's up, OPS is up, on-base percentage is up, which is going to help. We've been dependable. We've gotten better each and every week defensively. We went through some hard spots there as well. So there's just, you know, incremental improvement. Everybody's focused on playing the game today and doing what we can to win the game today, keeping it simple.
What's impressed you the most about Dickerson?
You know, I don't like those questions. Most questions, I'm not a big fan of them because there's so much more to the guys than this is his most valuable thing. The thing that is attractive, there's a couple things that are attractive. His ability to make people around him better on the field and off the field. The bat-to-ball skills are unique because they're Yogi Berra-ish at times, and there's damage because I think he likes it. Somebody asked me the other day what pitch does he like to hit. I said, out of the hand. And he's shown that ability already. So he separates the ball well. You don't see him working on his batting stance in left field. He's very intense about being the best left fielder he can be because this is the biggest chance he's ever had to be an everyday left fielder. So those would be some of the things that have really attracted all of us to him.
Clint, have you made any decisions with regard to Saturday's starter?
No, we haven't made any decisions. We're going to wait and see how it plays out. We got a guy in line to pitch. The minor leagues. Kingham's in line to pitch. We'll see how that works itself out.
Jameson okay for his next start?
Jameson will make his next start.
And I want to ask you a broader major league question. With the way Shohei Ohtani's playing in the two-way role, do you think if he continues playing that way that might be able to open up some eyes around Major League Baseball to the two-way player, or do you think he's to such a rare find?
Number one, if he'd have showed up 10 years ago, he would have gotten the opportunity 10 years ago. There haven't been a whole lot of cats like this show up that I'm aware of. I've been in the game 44 years. I know there's been some guys out of college that organizations have had some decision-making things to work through on whether they want them to pitch or hit. The game usually tells you, and the game has told us that this guy seems to be able to do both. So I think it's more the elite individual than it is about there's a bunch of guys like this running around that we haven't allowed to do it.
Clint, how did Josh's day go yesterday without tuning in? And what's the, is there something kind of penciled in place, a plan for him over the next several days?
I don't know how his day went. I know I got the game report, so I didn't. Sure, he ate lunch. He had 19 pitches seen. He had 4 at bats. Played 7 innings on defense. The pregame work went well, went smooth. The game work was good. Took a pitch. Every at bat, they were throwing strikes. It wasn't like balls were all over the place. He was able to get a swing off. I think he had a 7-8 pitch first at bat for a walk, 3 fly balls, a couple plays in the field. So he had a good first day. He's backed off today, and then we'll try and play him day to day. And 9 innings maybe the next time out, and then maybe 9 innings the next time out and see where we are after that.
Musgrove staying on that 5-day schedule for Thursday?
I believe so. Yeah, he's going to go out and pitch again. And I think that's how we have it. Did you guys like the uni you wore last time? The Wonder Woman uni?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
You going to bring that with him?
No. I think the 18th.
No.
Actually, we gave him the off day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days down. So the 18th, he's scheduled to go Friday. 6 and 100. Or more than 6 and 100, whatever it might be.
Neil said the way he's going, it might be 7 and 94.
Well, we'll see.
Now, with Junko coming back and I guess preparing to get back, have there been any other players that have missed? It's essentially going to be close to a year and a half at that stage in their career that you guys have looked at to try to build a game plan for how he should come back?
There aren't any. Other than guys that retired and decided to come back, and obviously they didn't do well enough to come back. So there's not a lot of history, a lot of data to grab and say, hey, this is a great model to follow. I think we just need to take it one day at a time. He needs to get his work in there. He needs to find his way to a competitive place where he can start playing games. Then we'll make a transaction where we send him out our assignment to play, and then we'll just watch the development over time. So this is uncharted territory for us and for everybody else, especially for him. And we'll need good, honest feedback from him. Obviously, we'll have our own people watching him now and working with him now, which is a benefit for everybody.
As you get closer to having to make some moves with the rotation and then Josh maybe in a couple of weeks, how do you balance the pros and cons? What have you seen about having the 8-man bullpen and the limited number of guys available on the bench?
I think we're in a place right now to run a 7-man bullpen. We have been for a little bit. We are planning on carrying 5 starters, 7-man bullpen, 5-man bench moving forward. That could change tomorrow. It rained out twice, or you don't know. Hopefully these off days have now been packaged behind us. We're going to have a succession of games now, two nice areas, volumes of games where we play in between one off day. Josh will have a spot when he comes back. I have no problem finding a spot for Josh when he comes back. He'll hit the top of the lineup and he'll play second base. And we'll adjust accordingly. You know, we've got guys that you make decisions on. You weigh it all in. How best fits for the team. And go from there.
Would you want to give Jose any time at third base at this level before considering how he plays, how his role plays into the bench going forward?
It doesn't have any significance whatsoever in our decision making whether he plays innings at third base now. Is that going to add value? If he needs to play third base, we'll have him there tonight. If something would work out where he gets his way over to third right now, we've got Moran who's going to play the bulk of the time. You got Freeze, it's going to get some innings, double switch, left-handed pitching. So that really is something that we were looking towards in the future, add value for him and for organizationally. You know, not just this year, but next year. The bat has played extremely well since he's been here. So that's always an important component to pay attention to as well.
You mentioned the other day you were going to get with George and then let us know if there's any change in direction. Do you anticipate changing his role at all in the bullpen?
Yeah, we are going to change his role. George is now, we're going to look for different opportunities, that's all. He's done nothing but get outs and pitch every inning that he's been asked to pitch for I don't know how many years. This may be the first time he's faced some challenges in not getting outs and keeping people off the plate, truthfully. So he's looking to get the ball. We're looking to get him the ball and figure some things out. I don't see us naming an 8th-inning pitcher right now. Michael's done a nice job of keeping him off the plate in the 7th. His pitch efficiency has been something we're monitoring moving forward. Could he get the 8th inning? He sure could. Could Santana get an 8th inning up? He sure could. I mean, you look at where the lineup's going to be. You look at the part of the lineup that we're going to face. It's left-handed hitters. Santana's got a changeup. You know, Michael's slider hasn't come into play like we'd hoped it would. So he's doing a fantastic job with a fastball, locating that and getting people out all throughout the lineup in some big situations. So I'm sure we get some more of that. I'm sure he's going to like the slider to show up. Santana's changeup has been a good pitch for him against left-handers, if there's some left-handers in play. Kirk's got a cutter for the left-handers as well as a slider for the right-handers. So he may be a guy that provides an opportunity. Rodriguez, that high fastball, that can play. So we're basically going to use the bullpen to get outs to get to Vasquez. Without anybody being anointed an 8th-inning guy.
Are you
personally, you seem to be a role. You like the men. You talk about human nature and having roles. Is that, are you comfortable with that? I mean, you're making a decision. You're doing it, so you're
yeah.
Far better. You
with a bunch of young pitchers, you bet I am, because they don't even know what's best for them right now. They truly, they don't. They're trying to figure it out. Everybody would like to be this guy or that guy. Well, go get some outs. They're all going to get the opportunity. It's actually a great opportunity for us together to figure out who's best suited. I mean, if you had some guys with some experience doing it, I think it makes more sense. I know when we had Watson, you got guys with experience. Melanson, you have Grilly, you know, those kind of guys. Even Nicasio, that have been around a little bit. I think it has more more substance to it, more roots to it. These guys are pretty much just looking wherever they get in to get outs. Keep them off the plate and move on.